Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a very, very busy day in medical news. I just have to quickly say thank you, thank you, thank you. In just 3 weeks, the city in which I live, where we are doing TARC Toy Drive, where we are collecting toys to raise awareness for pediatric stroke and collecting toys to give kids in hospitals, we brought in over 600 toys just in 3 weeks, and these are new stuffed toys. I think there's probably hundreds more in the bags. I can't count them, and I am just so excited and ecstatic. We're going to be making one of the hospital drops today, giving the kids in the hospital the toys, you know, so they're going to be sitting there not, you know, kind of feeling sad, and then all of a sudden the Tarkanian family and my team come in, and we're like, we got toys! Ah! And then hopefully everybody's all giggling and all that, and then hopefully I get to do a lot of ticklies and give people kissies without, you know, ripping anybody's IV out accidentally, because I always get overly excited. That was my problem. One of the reasons why I'm not a pediatrician is when I did my pediatric rounds as a medical student, I would, you know, go around to the kids, and they would want to play. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, we'll play, you know? And so, you know, I'd bring a ball, and so we'd throw around a ball, like a volleyball or a soccer ball, and then the equipment would fall and shatter and things like that. And the nurse would come in and go, what are you doing? I'm like, we're playing catch. It's an ICU. You don't play catch in an ICU. Well, I see you, and I see a ball, and we're playing catch. Come on, man. Right? Think fast. And, you know, so I would play with the kids. And it was a hell of a lot of fun. Another thing that's really, really fun to do with these kids is let the IV, break the IV a little bit and let it squirt. You know, nurse really hates that. Kids think it's funny. You know, puncturing the IV bag is sometimes funny, but honestly, you know, these kids, whether they're in the regular ward or ICU, I mean, they aren't having fun. And thank God for these nurses out there that, like the ones at UMC and Sunrise Hospital and at your children's hospitals, these, they're saints, these nurses there, you know, that can make these kids smile and giggle and figure out how to make them take their medicine. I mean, they're better than any child psychologist or psychiatrist I've ever met, and phenomenal people. So hopefully if this also makes their day easier with the kids playing toys and stuffed animals and stuff like that, that's what we're trying to do. So for those of you in your respective cities that want to organize something like that, it's very, very easy, very fun, and so rewarding. So let me know. All right, another thing that looks like is very, very rewarding for a lot of us is there is now an app that will help us track our period. So for those of you going, I don't know if I'm getting my period, there's an app out. In fact, the app right now is telling me 3, 2, 1. Oh, crap. All right, well, I'll make it to the bathroom later. I don't get a break yet. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about this. There's a patient with a drug-resistant tuberculosis. This looks like it's one of the nastier cases of tuberculosis that we've seen. And we're going to talk about that and what the hell is going on there, because that is some pretty scary stuff. Are other people at risk? Then, many of you guys know I got kitty cats. I got dogs and cats. And we got kitty cats, we got Shaky Boo, we got Zazzy Boo, and Snowball Boo. Well, they're saying that people that have cats may be at higher risk for schizophrenia. What? All right, that's not true, but we'll talk about that. They think that you are going to be more prone to getting toxoplasmosis. And if you get toxoplasmosis, you may then have psychiatric problems, including schizophrenia. This study keeps coming back over and over and over and over again. And do I even act schizophrenic? Hey, come on. All right? And the poor schizophrenic patients out there, they are going to be accused of being cat lovers. Nobody wants to be accused of being cat lovers, so now you're going to stereotype them? Really? So, we'll talk about that. I'm really, really angry because we had another episode of Pee-Pee House yesterday with one of my cats. Apparently, you know, there's a couple different types of wet food I feed them. They have the dry food, but they want a buffet. So there's the pate meat, you know, that's called pate, I guess, where it's kind of like a mush. And then there's the bits, or we call them meat cutlets. They know it as meat cutlets. And I guess Shaky Boo was supposed to be served his eats, and I serve him the pate. Because the other cat that lost a tooth eats the pate better. Well, he looks at me, he looks at the pate, and he looks at me and he gives me a mean face. And I go, tough loogie, except I said a different word. That's what I'm feeding you. You can have your meat cutlets, you know, with the next feed. Well, when I come back, he starts peeing all over the bath mat. And then he peed on my bathrobe that was on the floor of the bathroom. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll give them a dose of toxoplasmosis. That's ridiculous. All right, we got many hospitals out there that, I guess, mark up their prices 1,000%. Are you kidding me? 1,000%? We're going to talk about that and talk about some of the worst offenders. Also, boy, you guys are going to learn a lot today. We got the 9 highest calorie meals at chain restaurants. These will blow your mind. Some of these are the amount of calories I'm allotted in a whole week. Also, it looks like there's a new cholesterol medication that's looking pretty, pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that. We also need to talk about MERS if we have time. And how if your blood sugar is in poor control, you're going to be stuck at the hospital longer. So before you end up in the hospital, I want your tushies getting your sugar in control. So as you can see, we got extremely busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. And then I also want to talk about, there's a study saying if you eat grits, you're more likely to have gay children. What? Grits? And it makes no sense. So as you can see, very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Buckle your seatbelts.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dolly is show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right, there has been a study circulating that I think is the biggest bunch of bullcrap. And it's a study that is linking homosexuality to eating grits. Now, they're saying here, and again, I cannot confirm this, okay? I think this absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. They say scientists at Stanford University released a study showing that men who regularly eat grits are 70% more likely to have gay children. It was a prospective cohort study published in Nature Medicine. I guess it looked at 15,000 volunteers for 30 years to determine the influence of parental diet on the development of childhood illnesses. So they said they saw a connection between maternal intake of sugar during pregnancy and childhood obesity. They said the most surprising finding was that fathers who ate grits had a much greater chance of having a gay child. All right, they're quoting an Edmund Bergler B-E-R-G-L-E-R. He said they controlled every variable. We triple-checked every calculation, and it turned out that eating grits makes your kids gay. That doesn't even sound scientific. I mean, this sounds fake to me. They said after investigating further, the scientists discovered the chemical processing of grits creates a substance called homotonin. What the hell is that? Homotonin? I've never heard of that. Which acts as a free radical inside a man's testicles and damages a sperm's DNA. This does not sound like, this does not sound like anything scientific to me. I am really, really sorry. Alright? They say homosexuality is a choice, but it's a father's choice. No, it's not. What he eats for breakfast determines the orientation of his child. This is fake. There is no way. This does not sound like it has any science behind it. So, I mean, I'll look up this Nature Medicine. I'll look up this researcher, but I am sorry. If you guys eat your grits, just eat your grits, enjoy them. Whether you have a child that's straight or gay, good for you. We're all blessed with the children we receive and the choices they make and the way they're made. And, it's ridiculous. I still have parents. Very, very apprehensive that they think their children are gay. And I've read many of those emails on air. We got another one. I don't want to keep repeating similar subjects, even though, you know, a lot of the subjects that circulate usually, are very, very current. You know, like transgender surgery now is a very, very current topic. You know, what Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, has done has inspired many to consider sex changes. All right? You know, Caitlyn Jenner, a beautiful, beautiful woman. Right? I mean, you know, better looking than me and less body hair. So, you know, it makes me think I probably could use some more enhancements. I don't need a sex change. I just need to, you know, be more female, I guess. So it taught me a lesson that, you know, looks like you got to shave above the knee also. But, like I had talked about earlier in the week, you know, are we ready from a psychological perspective? We may know how to do sex changes, you know, for people and celebrities. But we have somebody who had a sex change twice, wanted to go back because he said there was nothing for you afterwards. You had all the media attention. You had all your friends and family in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, you feel alone. But even more than that, we talk about when people have amputations, etc., how a lot of times they'll have baseline depressions. They're missing a body part. And that lack or loss of a body part is something that, you know, we in the psychological community, in the psychiatric community, you know, have challenges on, helping people cope with that loss because just, you know, your body knows it's missing a limb. And it'll be very interesting to see the psychological studies that come out as you see more women have sex changes or more men do, if we'll see more men be affected because they are losing if that's what they choose to do as part of their sex change, losing a body part, whereas women adding a body part, etc. Some women, though, however, will lose their breasts, you know, which seems to be more psychologically traumatizing, losing your breasts or losing your penis. I'm always nervous about getting breast cancer. So as far as I'm concerned, I could lop mine off any day. I'm ready to do that. I'm so scared of having breast cancer. But I do love the femininity. And I probably would feel like something's off, something's wrong. You know, we don't talk about the psychology of it. It's not media worthy. You know, people don't really care. People don't really care if Bruce Jenner is going to be depressed or cry. Nobody cares about that. They just care about how he looks on Vanity Fair and what's going to happen to his Olympic record, if they're going to change his name or not. That's what people care about. So, unfortunately, we don't get the media attention on all the other stuff. Yeah? So, you know, now you got parents out there going, okay, well, what do I do if my kid's gay? You know, what do I do? What should I do right now? Well, nothing. Okay? I mean, your kid is going to be in love with whoever they want to be in love with. And the one thing we're seeing is a lot of people, they choose to fall in love not because they wake up when they're 13, 14, or 20 going, okay, I am gay, so I'm just going to look for men or I'm just going to look for women. What happens is they find themselves attracted to somebody and they fall in love with that person. They fall in love with that person and then we in society go, okay, then that person's gay because he fell in love with somebody that isn't, it is not somebody he's able or she's able to make babies with. All right? You know, and it'll be very interesting to see how things change in society and how we progress with that. Where, Anne Hetch, I keep bringing her up. She loved a man, then she loved a woman, then she loved a man again. All right? You know, there are people out there that love, and when they fall in love, that's the person they want to be with, whether it's a man or a woman. And I'm wondering if later they're going to just get away from the gay, straight, homosexual, heterosexual terminology. Okay? I mean, because it was necessary in the past when they would, look at medical, we would, as when I was in training, you would have to document if somebody was black, if somebody was Jewish, if somebody was gay, if somebody was, Hispanic origin, Indian origin, etc., because it would help you decide what's happening medically. Well, as society is changing, we're becoming very mixed race. All right? You know, it is going to later be a rarity for there to be pure white, pure Indian, pure black, pure Latino. All right? And the more common is going to be mixed race. Same thing. You're going to have people out there that'll be gay or straight or bisexual or multisexual, etc. And so we're not going to have those delineations anymore. And maybe that'll help the world get politically correct, because everybody keeps shooting themselves in the foot in the media and not knowing what to say. I guess Clint Eastwood made a joke, all right, to Dwayne Johnson. I don't know. He was, I think, talking about, I don't know, I haven't really seen the joke, but something to the effect of, I don't know if it was at the Tonys, where, you're going to join a whole slew of athletes that turned to show business. And I guess he made a comment about Caitlyn Jenner, et cetera. You know, as everybody is now getting crucified in the media for anything they say that could look racist, sexist. You guys, there was an interview, Jerry Seinfeld was speaking about how he doesn't perform at colleges because of the quote-unquote political correctness. He says there are people using terms like sexist, racist, etc., and they don't know what the quote blank they're talking about. You could say something and somebody's going to say you're sexist, but you're just, if somebody is a true, true racist, you know, that you don't want to dilute the term. If somebody's being racist, that's a racist. That label, how I infer, right, with what's going on, should be used for somebody that, you know, unfortunately is doing that, and that would be then the appropriate label. Using that term is a very, very pungent, a very, very unfortunate, bad term. But it's these terms now are being used in regular vernacular, you know? Like, oh, that skirt makes you, you know, that skirt looks sexy on you. That's sexist. Really? I just said something sexist? So as you start to label everybody, then it dilutes what these words really, really mean. But anyway, so it'll be interesting. I just kind of predict that society is going to, at risk of being crucified, just completely have a very generic term to talk about people, and maybe that's good. You know, maybe it's superficial. Maybe, you know, we aren't really hearing what people have to say and how people really have to feel. I'd like to know who I have in front of me and how they're thinking, but it's interesting nonetheless. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so according to Fox News, they say many U.S. hospitals are marking up prices 1,000% per one study published in the journal Health Affairs. They say the price for procedures is often 10 times what the real cost should be. They looked at 50 hospitals with the highest markups. 49 were for profit, including 25 owned by community health systems. Community health and other for profits, they said, did not respond to requests to explain their markups. But in the past, hospitals have said list prices shown on a quote unquote charge master are irrelevant because, quote unquote, no one pays those. I'll explain to you what that's all about. They say, in fact, out-of-network patients and the uninsured are often charged list prices. And Dr. Renee Sia of the University of California, San Francisco, who has studied hospital charges but was not particularly involved in this research, said people do get bills based on the charge master, we call them, or super bills, and for out-of-network care, insured patients pay a percentage of the charge master prices. They say auto insurers covering care for accidents and workers' compensation also pay full price. That results in higher premiums for auto insurance and for employers who pay into workers' comp. All right, so the markups are being paid by somebody, and we're going to talk about that. She and Gerard Anderson of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health blame lack of regulation and transparency for 1,000% markups. Non-transparency meant patients cannot learn what a procedure will cost before they get a bill. All right, and people want to know what their out-of-pocket is going to be. Those bills can be eye-opening. According to Dr. Sia, they said the charges for a cholesterol blood panel test varied from $10 in one California hospital to $10,169 at another. One hospital, if they wanted to open your blocked arteries, it could cost $22,000. In another hospital, $165,000. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is part of the problem. This is why we have Obamacare, unfortunately, because this stupid stuff was happening. For their study, Anderson and Bai analyzed 2012 data from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services to identify the 50 hospitals with the highest markup over Medicare's allowed charges, which Medicare considers a hospital cost. They said the 50 had an average markup of 1,000%. 1,000%. Yet 4,400 had about a 340% markup. The hospital with the highest amount of markup in 2012 was North Okaloosa Medical Center, Florida. They charged $113,000 to treat respiratory infections in 2013 versus Medicare's $10,000. Second place was CarePoint Health Bayon Vianney in New Jersey, charged $193,000 for pneumonia versus Medicare's $9,600. To treat hemorrhage, which is common in auto accidents, Okaloosa charged $79,000 versus Medicare's reimbursement of $5,100. Okay, so this outrages people. All right, but what is going on? Okay, so I saw what was going on when I opened up my practice. I opened up my practice 15 years ago, and I have to come up with charges. I'm like, I don't know what the hell to charge patients because you have insurance companies. Now, when you're a resident and you learn how to take care of patients, you learn a little bit about the billing, but you really don't know anything about the reimbursement. You don't know what the hospital made or the clinic you worked at made based on your hours work. And maybe they do that on purpose because you really get paid like crap as a resident. I mean, I think I averaged about $1.60 an hour on a good week. So, you know, when I opened up my practice, I'm like, what the hell do I charge? So what I decided to do was, because my clinic that I trained at had worked at a lot of uninsured places and worked at a lot of, saw a lot of uninsured patients and Medicaid, et cetera, I'm like, well, I'm just going to charge the same. Okay, I don't want to charge more than anybody around me. So if I go with one of the cheaper clinics, I should be good. Okay, because the last thing I wanted is anybody to think I was overcharging. Okay, so, you know, we'll go with that. All right, now, I buy the urine dipsticks to check urine. And I found out that those really weren't that expensive. Okay, so I'm like, I doubt I'm not really going to charge more than, like, I don't know, $5, $10 for something like this, you know. All right, you know, I know some people charge $25, but I'm just going to charge, you know, $5. We'll do that. All right, well, I get some of the EOBs back from insurance companies. And I see that they take my office visit and reduce it down to something like $10, $12. I'm like, kidding me, I only made $10, $12? And then you saw what they paid me for the urine test. And the urine test, they paid me right on the money, $5. So I go to the biller and I go, I don't understand that. They almost paid me more, but basically per percentage. It paid me 100% on what I wanted for the urine, but they dropped me by 80-some percent for the office visit. She's like, well, that's because they probably allow $8 for the urine test. And you charging $5, they'll only give you $5. She goes, you can't do that. You need to charge more because they reduce everything. And a lot of these insurance companies reduce as a percentage. I go, but I'm only making $10, $12 for my office visit. I mean, how do I stay working? And the biller was like, you have to see a lot of patients, and your ancillary stuff gets paid. So then immediately I had to change my urine price point to higher, to like $10. So that I would get the full price that the insurance allotted. You see what I mean? And this stupid stuff shouldn't happen. Now I have a cash patient come in. And the cash patient needs a urine test. So I go to the biller going, I don't want to charge $15 for something that I think is only worth $5. Then the biller said, all right, well, then what you need to do is, if you want to do a cash discount, make sure it's fair for everybody. Make sure it's the same amount for everybody. And then we came up with cash discounts. And I thought that was the stupidest way a medical office had to do business. Give us something what it's worth, all right? Give us what our time is worth. Give us what us managing your urine or your strep test or your sugar is worth. We don't have to do a high upcharge. Cash patients don't have to pay more. We don't have to then turn around and do a cash discount. And I thought the system was flawed back then in the year 2000. And so that's what's happening with these hospitals, okay? These hospitals have to write off a lot. They have to write off the bandages. They have to write off the IV fluid. They have to write off the labor they have to pay for the nurse to put in the IV. They have to write off so much of the antibiotic. I had to buy Depo-Provera for my office to give, women Depo-Provera, the birth control. Well, they reimbursed me. The Depo-Provera at the time cost $50 a shot. They only reimbursed me $15. So now you're giving something out that you're losing money on. So you want to make it up then by something else. Isn't that crazy? Flu shot. Medicare paid me 15 cents for a flu shot on a patient. Yet the flu shot cost me, what, $15, $20? So, you know, what ends up happening is the hospitals see that they take losses on things, so then they have to turn around. I'm not saying this to defend them, but I'm saying this, being a doctor running a business, I see what goes on. You get under-reimbursed or cheated out of so much that you have to hope that you make your money on something else that does get reimbursed. And that's why we have such a mess in our healthcare system now with who pays. So now you have, you know, a lot of doctors and hospitals losing money on Medicare, Medicaid, etc. Now you have an auto accident. Well, if the auto accident pays $80 to the dollar, whereas insurance pay 10 cents to the dollar, that's going to be the money your hospital lives on while you're getting the poor reimbursement. Okay? It's a mess. We got to fix this. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so kitty cats. A lot of us have kitty cats. I know they're so cute, but oh my gosh, they drive me crazy. Apparently, there's been multiple medical studies out talking about how humans could be at risk for mental illness because of their kitty cats. And I've got to tell you, man, my cats drive me crazy. I mean, look at me. I talk to the kitty cat. I give the kitty cats Facebook accounts. I argue with them on Facebook. I mean, I'm probably losing it. I really am. Well, Toxoplasma gondii, toxoplasmosis, caused by Toxoplasma gondii, it's a parasite that I guess lives in the poopoo powder or the kitty liver from their poopoos. And if a person, let's say, ingested the parasite, they could then get toxoplasmosis, lifelong infection, okay, that could also be linked to psychiatric problems, including schizophrenia. So it's a parasite that could infect any warm-blooded mammals. Cats seem to be the definitive host. They seem to be the only host in which the parasite decides to sexually reproduce, according to Newsweek. So the parasite has this life cycle where it reproduces in the cat. Then it makes oocytes. And these zygotes then, these oocytes that I guess get fertilized, okay, shed through the cat's poo-poo. Shedding of these oocytes occur for 1 to 2 weeks, but within 1 to 5 days, these little oocytes in cat poop become infectious. It's at this point where the cat could pick up the parasite from their pet, usually when they clean out their poo-poo box or from touching contaminated surfaces and then accidentally putting their fingers in their mouth and then getting the cysts into their mouth. If that happens, then the parasite goes through asexual replication, transforming into tachyzoites, then into a tissue cyst called a bradyzoite. That enters the wall of the stomach, the small intestine, goes into the muscle, and then the brain tissue, eventually going throughout the whole host's bloodstream. Now, I know a lot of you guys are going, okay, you know what? Let's just shoot the damn cat. You know, wait, we can't do that because, remember, the cat might have already pooped. If your cat's pooped and you cleaned it up, that's why we always tell pregnant women, don't clean up the poop or be near cats, because they could unfortunately pick this up and it could really hurt the fetus. Okay, I did not have cats when I was pregnant. After the kids and we had dogs, then we decided to get kitty cats. One of my friends needed to get rid of two brothers because they were probably going poo-poo house also. And I was like, oh, we'll take them. I mean, why not? And boy, did we have any idea what we were in for. And then we ended up just adopting a couple more. All right, so you could keep your cat around, according to the CDC. They say people are probably more likely to get toxoplasmosis from gardening or eating raw meat than from having your pet cat. There are also reports of acquiring this parasite through blood transfusion or transplantation. So how many of us have toxoplasmosis? Well, this is interesting. They say almost half of us play host to this parasite. Is that crazy? According to the CDC, more than 60 million adults and kids in the U.S. already carry Toxoplasma gondii. But very few people actually have symptoms of toxoplasmosis, since usually our normal, healthy immune system will kind of keep it in control. Now, where is it more common? It's more common in the Northeast than it is the West. The parasite is also very common in like countries like France, because of the poo-poo. See, in France, all right, everything sounds good. You know, in America, we're like, oh my gosh, this crap, run the other way, oh, it stinks. But, you know, the French see the beauty in everything. So they're like, ah, le poupou, oui, oui. Parlez-vous français, voulez-vous coucher avec moi, poupou. So you're like, oh, okay, well, it's poupou, it's okay, it's French, it's cool. You know, it looks good. But in America, it's stinky, and nobody wants to touch it, so maybe that's why. They say you can get it from raw or undercooked meat as part of a standard diet. You can get it from tropical areas in South America and sub-Saharan Africa. Cats are very, very common, and warm weather seems to be very favorable to the parasite survival, according to the American Journal of Epidemiology. Okay, so which ones of us are at risk? Okay, well, if you're elderly, if you're a child, if you're a woman who's pregnant or nursing, or people with certain health conditions where they already have compromised immune systems like HIV or being on chemotherapy. And, again, pregnant women can transmit the virus to the fetus, which can cause birth defects. It can cause miscarriage and stillbirth, so don't mess around. So what are the symptoms? Well, again, I cleaned the poo-poo box yesterday, and I tried not to breathe in and keep my mouth open when I was doing it. Because a lot of times I'm yelling at the cat, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did you eat? Oh my gosh, who did this one? I got three cats, and I know who did what. The male cat, his poop looks like the dog's, unless the dog is just using the poo-poo box. But little Sashi, she does little dainty, delicate, like little balls of poo-poo. And then you got Snow, Shake, you know, the boy, he does like these big, huge logs. Sashi does little delicate little French poo-poos. And then Snowball is the one that's kind of a tomboy. She's still very kitteny, even though she's like five now. And she's the one that misses the potty box. She's jumping around so much because she's just so hyper that her butt hangs off the potty box and she poo-poos outside. So I exactly know. And I'm the mama. You know, mamas know. Like with your kids, when one of them farts, you know exactly which kid did that. You know, because you just have that sense of smell. Your mom. Not that I studied it for any particular time. All right, so anyway, I finished yelling at them, but I make sure to keep my mouth closed. So they say most of us don't have any symptoms, but let's say you do. Let's say you go, oh my gosh, I cleaned the poopa powder. Now I feel bad. Well, you could have swollen glands. You could have muscle aches. You could have pains that last a month or more. You could have eye issues, brain issues, blurry vision, redness in the eyes. You could have bipolar. You could get schizophrenia, according to that study. Obsessive compulsive. I don't think you see a lot of depression, even though I would be depressed if I got Toxoplasma gondii. And then let me see here. According to the Iranian Journal of Parasitology, it suggests a chronic infection can impact behavior and personality. So you may feel guilty. You may feel like you're excessively worrying. And they even say there's a higher prevalence of traffic accidents for people with toxoplasmosis. So when my husband says you drive like crap, I should say, well, then go clean out the poopa box. So I don't have to. So how do you protect yourself? Well, he usually answers, but I don't go poo-poo in a box. I go, not you, the cats. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, if you have a cat, I don't know, give it away. When you have a whole bunch of cats running around, you're just plain screwed. Be very careful. What I do is I wear a mask when I clean the poopa box. And try to keep your cat's butt away from your food. And if there is a, because my cat always jumps up on the kitchen table and sticks his butt right in my face. I'm like, really? I have to look at this? I'm like, I'm trying to eat. Or just don't let your cats poop, you know? Or tell them to go poop outside, maybe. But the problem is they bring it in. I don't know. I just think we're screwed. I'm just going to get a goldfish. I'm sick of this. 1-877-DALI. All right, when we come back, everything you needed to know about tuberculosis, and we got this very, very scary drug-resistant tuberculosis out there. Oh, we'll tell you guys what we're going to do with that. Of course, we're taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.